Hello.
Yes, this is Lake. Did you request a call back from customer service?
Yes, I had ordered a Fitbit and it was $7.95, which you did take out of my debit card, which I want to return. And also, I got a charge from you yesterday of six, I think it was $64.95. This was an illegal charge. And I want to take it off and my money put back.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
29579.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Linda Adkins, Adkins.
One second. You said Linda Adkins?
Yes.
One second.
Adkins.
Okay, let's see. I didn't pull up the number you're calling from. Is it the number you signed up with?
Yes.
All right, what you said it was a watch that you had signed up for? Let's see, because you're not pulling
It
up
was a
for me.
Fitbit, yes,
A
and I want to
Fitbit.
return that. I emailed you the other day to tell you to take it off my charge and return it. No one responded. And I just got it today. I opened it because I didn't know what it was. And then yesterday, there was a charge taken out of my debit card, $64.95. I believe that was the amount. I can't bring it up on my phone right now for whatever reason.
You
I
said it
don't
was.
have internet.
You said it was
The watch is
sixty-four
supposed to be
ninety-nine.
$7.95. What?
How much was the charge
I said
for?
the watch. The charge that I got, the first charge is $7.95. That's what it was supposed to be. Yesterday, from the same exact address that was I saw on my debit card from the $7.95, came out yesterday. It was $64.95 or 99 cents. I can't bring it up now because my, for whatever reason, my internet's not working.
Yes, ma'am. Just one second.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the card that they billed you on? Because, yeah, for some reason, yeah, it's not pulling up your information.
Yeah, what do you need on it? Just the last four numbers?
The first six and the last four.
The first what?
First six and then the last four.
Okay. 430612, and the last four is 9813.
Okay. It's not, but where did you get this number from?
From the thing I got, the it's written on the Fitbit. The number that I called you at was 855-432-5309. Import Direct Gadgets, North Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because it's not showing. I mean, it's saying that they don't have any orders available. Do you remember what website? How did you receive it?
It
Did you
was some
open?
kind of a thing. I don't know. It was some kind, I can't remember.
Do you is it is the number showing on the box that you received?
Of the phone number I just gave you. You want the. I will never, never do this again. I'll tell you that much.
Does it say the name on the, what
You
does
want
it
the
say on the
order?
box?
You want the order number?
One second, let me put that in. All right, what's the order number?
678 666 295.
Yeah, it says there are no orders available, so I think it's not the right number. Did you have you looked at your bill to see if there's a number listed by the charge?
No, there's not a number listed.
Are you already checked the bill?
Yes. I checked it on the internet the other day, yesterday, but I can't bring it up where I'm at right now.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, well, see, yeah, usually they do list the number by the charges they billed you. I see whenever you can check that, yeah, because the number that you're dialing, it's saying that you don't have an account with us. And that order number's not pulling up either.
The number that you just called me on is not the number I called. The number I called was 855-432-5309.
Let me see if we have... No, that number's not showing.
Well, how'd you call me back then?
The system just automatically calls you back. We don't see the number. But the number that you gave me is not showing for anything that we have.
Well, I guess I'll have to call again, but I'll have to get in touch with my bank on Monday, and I'm going to dispute the charges. And I do, so you can't even help me send this package back.
No, you'll have to, whatever company you order from, you have to see. Some companies don't take it back. I mean, but it's up to you if you want to send it back. I'm not sure what their policy is.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.